Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. That's a request. That's for sure. Very important request for everybody in my studio and for everybody who listens to our show. Thank you for 7 years of listening to Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time and Channel 1. Then please, people, go to this great radio station, which is in Sherman Oaks in California. We have a really good studio. We have amazing guests almost every Monday, filled with really, really very special, interesting people. Today, what a mixture we have. I will maybe start, like always, from my very good friend, Władek Juszkiewicz. I know you are coming. Thank you. First and foremost, you came today because there was like fast decision. My goal was really to introduce you to my wonderful guests, Jerry. Right now I found out that his name is not Gary, even when everybody will see links and his name is Gary when you write, but really Jerry when you say it. Then I wanted, and Karen, his beautiful wife. Do I speak right your name, Karen? Because you know I can make in so many ways everybody's names messed up.
Not only you, everybody is mixing.
Yeah, and
especially
I'm Ilona.
The foreign names, so.
Yeah, it's not easy. But we have Christopher, which this is the easiest name probably to remember too.
Hello.
But yes, we'll be coming back around Krzysztof in Polish, then Władek in Polish, Ilona, Karen, and Jerry, even when his name starts from the G. That's very complicated. But I wanted all of us to meet for certain reasons. We have very beautiful event coming up in October, and this is a Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles.
19th. Annual Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles. There's 19th, yeah.
This is like part of Los Angeles life, if not even whole California life, and a little bit outside, because people are coming to this festival from all around the globe.
Yeah, it became the city event. People know about it. Yeah. Not everybody knowing coming to it, but we're trying as hard as possible.
And we need to give people understanding that they could be part of this festival. This is really, in some ways, international flavored festival too. We have so many people, like I said, from all around the globe coming and being part of movie makers and filmmakers making.
Yeah, the same, like, there's not festival of film made in Poland only. There are festival of films made outside of Poland with Polish subject or Polish actor, and so, and we're trying to bring those to the festival, and like this year we're trying to bring a film by John Krasinski, another film which was made in Iceland with cinematographer Monika Lenczewska. We're trying to bring, like, even here. Christoph, it makes the movie here. But he's Polish.
He's Polish, but yes.
So he's part of the Polish Film Festival.
Yeah, and he's really studying in the USC right now. Then I don't know if he will be becoming really American, Polish, or Polish-American, or world-class filmmaker. But today, on Accent On, we have you first time. And we are welcoming you to family. And I maybe introduce both of you, all of us, one more time by names. Władek Juszkiewicz, you are
Hello.
A director of Polish Film Festival, 19th year. Without you, I don't think so. This festival will exist, even when maybe...
With your help, we can exist. Yeah.
I like that. But no, you are just very, very special gentleman. I don't even know why you are so calm. It's only 2.5 months and you're supposed to be already scared, running around.
I'm bawling inside. You don't
what day is the film festival?
October 17th to 25th.
Ah, okay.
Then we have this first day, which... I need to tell people, and I will always do, this is one of the coolest festivals ever. Not only that Polish girls are the most beautiful girls in the world, we have so many wonderful looking ladies with great nightgowns and red carpet, and gentlemen look out of this world. And we have food, we have good alcohol, and... Next week we'll be having gentleman who promotes his own
cuckoo liquor.
Alcohol. Yes, there's so many great things that is happening this one night. Then we have official opening of the festival, and then guests and
this is a festival which present the award at the opening of the not at the, all the festival do at the end. We do that at the opening.
I know. This is very cool. You don't make people tired. You tire them out first and they say, yeah, now from this moment on, enjoy it. But before you get them there, you make them happy because they eat well. They drink very, very well. They look great. And everybody just has 2 hours minimum to mingle. And we make friendships and just very high society.
The connections and yes. Everything works.
Everything beautifully works. Then, like you said, date again.
The October 17th to 25th, and opening at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, and then screening is the Lemley, Santa Monica, and NoHo 7, and we go to Northridge University, we go to USC University, so we're trying to be more places than one only.
Yeah, you mentioned movie Jan Krasiński. That's I heard that maybe even Oscar buzz is for this movie. He is really created something very, very special.
He directed and he acted in the movie. So we'll see if we get it, because it is always a problem to get the film, like the one Cold War.
Yes,
by Pavel Pawlikowski, which he won the best director at Cannes Film Festival. And they will be open in December, but we cannot screen in October.
So. Oh, we were almost hoping that this will happen.
So many people were hoping, but they said no.
That's okay. That's their fault. And, you know, they lost it because so many wonderful people will just really enjoy this moment. And I don't know if this is right that they don't bring this to the most important event and say, yes, enjoy it. But that's my little word out.
Yeah, we always think that this is promotion, but they don't think that way.
Politics and, of course, money, investment and stuff like that. Anyway, we are excited for you. And how many movies you think will be screening this year?
Last year was 100, so I hope that this year will be less, because 100 is a little too much. But who knows? There's so many good films.
I know.
And it's hard to say no to people who could bring the film. So it's not easy to pick up the films.
And we need to also inform our listeners and people who watch us on the Facebook, hi, that you can be part of this opening night and then screening. Opening night, this is a fundraiser.
It's our fundraising, and with minimum $80 donation, you will get the invitation, because there's no tickets, it's only an invitation to the gala. And of course, we can go bring more money if you want. VIP is $250, and up, and advertising our catalog. But the minimum it's I think it's $90, not $80. I'm sorry.
Hello. Yeah, $90. That's really, really not a lot. Especially like I mentioned, that food is amazing and alcohol is delicious. It's open bar. Free.
It's open bar, yeah.
Crazy. How can you do that? How can you do this? No, and then we have the beautiful movies. We'll be sitting, screening, and we'll be reading, because this is in Polish, but we'll
not, be... Not all film is in Polish, but it doesn't matter if it's in Polish or different language. It's always subtitles, so there's no language barrier. So if American, it's in English, but if it's not in English, they have subtitles. So we don't screen film. If somebody submit the film and don't make this subtitles, we don't accept the film.
Okay. And maybe website for the event.
PolishFilmAlej.org.
That's very, very simple, very easy. All, of course, everybody go to Facebook, Accent On. Then I'm promoting our guests and our show weekly. Then all links are there. Then maybe really very, very short, because we'll come back to you, Krzysztof or Christopher. What is your name? Krzysiu, sweet name. Krzysiu, what is your name?
My name is Krzysiek, Krzysztof.
And?
For simplicity, Chris is fine too.
Yes, but we need to know your name. Second.
Krzysztof Satola.
That's what is very interesting, because Satola is really like almost like is Polish name, but I never heard this name in Poland. It's like we have very similar names and they always repeat, but it's like almost Italian, Satola. But do you have like pure Polish roots?
Yes, my parents and grandparents are Polish. The surname, I think, used to be Satowa, but when my father arrived to the States, it just got Americanized to Satola.
Oh, then you were born in Poland?
No, I was born in New York.
Come on!
Yep.
But you speak Polish?
Yes, I do.
God, thank you, because I wrote email to you in Polish last two shows before. I was writing to somebody with Polish name, and
he didn't speak Polish.
No, that was so funny, Andrew. Yeah. Okay, then you were born in New York.
Yes.
And then, why did you decide to study in England?
So when I was three, I moved back to Poland after the.
How old?
When I was three.
3 years old?
Yes.
You didn't. Mom and daddy moved to Poland.
Yeah, obviously. But the funniest part of my life is that my very first memory is not from here, but from Warsaw Airport. So basically, I don't remember anything from the first 3 years of my life. I needed to relearn the English language. Yeah. And
Then how long you stayed in Poland? High school, through high school, obviously?
Yes, all primary education. And when I was 19, I went to the UK to do my first degree.
What is this degree?
Animation. I studied at Bournemouth, nice little, I mean, not that little, but nice coastal city. It was a pretty exciting.
Closer. See, I like to almost kiss microphone. Everybody needs to speak closer. Thank you, Mr. Sam.
Thank you.
This is our boss. Okay, then you said England animation. That was your first dream when you were thinking I would be becoming filmmaker? That's what you wanted to do right away? Or
I used to have... I mean, I did get an idea that I would like to do both animation and film, not particularly in some certain order, but it turned out that I just went after animation for the first degree, taught myself how to draw and apply it around Europe and got accepted there, so took on challenge and went there.
4 years in England?
3 years.
3 years in England, then USC.
Then I came back to Poland for a year and a half. So I did work a little bit in the animation industry in Warsaw, and then I moved here. I got accepted to USC. So after a little bit of thinking, I decided to come.
3 years or 4 years will be here? Oh, you're already on third year here.
I'm already like 3 years and a half, but I'm close to finishing. I'm doing a thesis film that usually gets the degree extended by a semester or two.
And of course, the question will be obvious, we are promoting your talent, but you are here for a reason, because Władek always finds amazing, amazing talent in young creators and filmmakers and brings them to Accent On. And I'm like so proud, because when you get Oscar, then I know I was the first one who had an interview with you, and Władek is the first one who really.
Last year he was late with his submission, so this year we will show his
careers as well.
Two films, which is short film and animation. So
okay, two films we'll be seeing of yours. One is animated, or both are animated.
One is animated, and the other one is sci-fi live action.
Okay, we'll be talking a little bit more about the movies, your movies. But now I think we need to introduce our guest, who I am so happy that you both came, because you both are under the weather. That's what they say in America. Yes, this holiday gets you tired, both. But really, you have throat problem and little bit flu or cold, whatever is this.
Yeah, I think it's a cold.
Okay. Jerry, closer to microphone. If I will need to describe your business, I really will prefer you to do that.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, first you are a lawyer, but your company and your advices are needed so much, and practically everybody will need to use you.
No, I need one, so we'll be talking.
Yes, you know, we all need your advice. You know,
we often say that estate planning and elder law starts at 18. So you're a little behind.
Yes, you know, but you are here
that's
to save everybody's...
At 18, you're an adult, and you can make your own financial and medical decisions.
We are not here in age of 18. Don't hold this against us. Then you take care of us nicely, because we are getting old, and we need you.
Yes.
Okay, Gary, what is the name of your company?
Law Offices of Gerald L. Kane.
Okay, how we can find you? Phone number or links or whatever?
Well, you can find us on our website at estplan.com, short for, well, sounds like estate plan, but it's estplan.com. And the phone number is 818-905-6088. And, you know, you can reach us in either of those ways.
Wonderful. I need to, of course, say that next to you is your beautiful wife. And she's not only beautiful, she's very, very smart. She works with you. You both really are working the same business, but outside of business together, you held your own business. Very, very creative. And could you get closer to the microphone and tell us a name? Last week we were talking a lot about you. Then if people want to hear the show and know more about Karen, you can go there and listen to the show. But could you tell us what is your business?
Hi, my business is The Gift Princess, and I'm basically your gift-giving concierge. For all those people who don't know what kind of gift to give, I do the heavy lifting for you, and I do all the work for you and find you the perfect gift to give. Very personalized and very unique gifts.
What a wonderful couple, because you are doing something that everybody needs to. I need to give somebody a present, I need to be special, then you can do one of the kind or many, many of the kinds. But coming back to Jerry, you really, really have something that everybody needs and is afraid of. Okay, then we created a segment, 6 month segment with you. You'll be talking once a month on different topics. Today the topic is
basically, you know, something that I've coined. We call it sandwichers. And you know, if you're somebody sitting in this situation where you're trying to take care of your aging parents and your children at the same time, who they may even be minor children, you know what I'm talking about. It's not easy dealing with the emotional, financial, legal, and time constraints that situation puts on you. So, you know, we're going to be talking next week at our presentation about the various legal strategies that you can put in place and the various strategies that you can put in place to get your kids involved, so that you can alleviate some of those time constraints and some of the stress and worries that you might have trying to deal with all this, and try to give you some real tools that you can start now so that you're not in a crisis later on, not knowing what to do, which often costs people a lot more money and a lot more heartache. Pre-planning is always better than waiting for a crisis. And our presentation is going to be in our office on July 18th on Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. You can sign up on our website at estplan.com, or you can go to the long-term care planning seminar.com as well, and you can sign up and register there.
Okay, this is a week from now, Wednesday, yes?
Yes.
Wednesday, what time again?
It's at 11:30. And also on our website, there's a bunch of free reports. One of them is on this various topic. Oh, and by the way, this month is National Sandwich Generation Month. So that's why we're doing this presentation this month in honor of that. On our website are a lot of various guides. One is a really good guide dealing with this various topic, this particular topic on the sandwich generation. We'll give you some of this guidance and tools, so you can start there. And there's other guides too. So we do help people deal with helping veterans get over $2,000 a month in tax-free benefits, and individuals with special needs, all kinds of things. You can find our free report on there that'll fit your needs. So go take a look on there as well.
Yeah, then it means that you can, yes?
He forgot the most important thing.
Yes.
We'll be serving lunch.
Oh, that's really, really important. It goes, yeah, angry people, hungry people. We are not thinking clearly. We need it
each time. And drinks are included.
Oh, my gosh.
Not alcoholic.
Okay, Vadek, we are going. Okay, Christoph, take a wife. We are going.
Yeah, I'm going coming for sure.
Okay, I don't want to ask what you'll be serving, but very, very important. Yes, that's so sweet. Hospitality. Okay, you answered the question, what are sandwichers? Do you think is more people living right now with parents, or more parents are living with their children, or in America, of course, that's what I'm asking, or more older parents are just trying to be separated, still living their life in their own homes, which is harder and harder? How can we afford parents to live in nice housing?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? Is more parents trying to be still attached to children and stay with them? How does this work right now?
I think the American culture, you know, unlike some cultures where you're going to bring your parents into your home and take care of them. Although, you know, I do have quite a few clients who, you know, they'll move in with their parents and be their parents' caregiver. But a lot of times, you know, they've got their own job, they've got their own life, and it's really difficult to do.
Especially when distance sometimes is so far away.
And so...
And kids, okay. Yeah. Okay, no, we all will be old sooner or later. Then we better think about that. If not our children, we need to think how my old age will look like. What do I really want? How do I want to live my life old age?
A lot of people are, you know, trying to stay in their home and age in dignity in their home. But that's where the pre-planning comes in. So if you have the means and you've done the pre-planning, you're going to have more options and more flexibility to stay at home as long as you can. And then other options are assisted living and then nursing homes, which nobody would ever want to be there.
Nobody wants to hear that. Vadechko, we don't like that.
Yeah.
With certain things we don't like, but the thing happened.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, although I have good TV, you know, nice one room, I don't need more. Really, and good food. Maybe that's not a bad vacation.
I'm not going
to
get good food.
Oh, okay. We don't want that. Okay. I have a question because this is too important. And I think we don't need to be feeling like this is so scary and sad topic. This is the topic that is the future. Then let's just grab the questions and know what we can expect when you'll be answering them.
Sure.
How is a life care plan different than a regular estate plan? Oh, yay, yay. Woo.
Well, you know, most people will set up a regular estate plan, a trust, and, you know, that's a great first step. But a lot of times they just take that and they throw it on a shelf and it sits there and it's not updated, it's not kept up to date. And so a lot of times they don't work. A life care plan is very different because it's usually for somebody who's has more of a medical need later on in life. And we're going to coordinate our on-staff nurse, we have a nurse on staff, our client's medical care, she's gonna regularly visit them and see how their medical care is changing and evolving, so that way the legal plan can evolve with the medical plan and vice versa, and we can keep a close eye on things so that things don't get out of hand and helps us really navigate the system better by making sure everything's in check. And as the medical situation changes, the legal situation changes, and same
but we
vice
have
versa.
You who will be you or your people, they'll be watching and just and will feel like you are safe and somebody knows what is the next step and some changes need to be done. Why do I need a life care plan? I don't have one, but why do I need? I don't have any plan.
Well, you know, the other reason you need a life care plan and the reason why a life care plan is so different than the typical traditional planning is that, you know, basic revocable planning, revocable trust, they don't provide any asset protection at all. They're not going to protect your assets. So to give you a little story of a little client, of some of our clients, Bob and Carol, you know, they were married together for over 50 years. You know, saved up a little bit of money. He retired from the police force. He was a veteran. And, you know, all of a sudden he got Alzheimer's. And his care was costing over $10,000 a month.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, he went through his life savings after a while and ended up in that god-awful place, the nursing home. What's worse than that is, you know, when he finally passed away, he left his spouse impoverished, broke. And then when she needed care later on, there was nothing for her. And, you know, Bob and Carol, they wanted to pass some assets on to their kids, and they weren't able to do that because they didn't take the time to come see us first to protect their assets.
Hmm.
And there's many things. We would have been able to save them over $120,000 a year. We would have been able to get them onto veterans benefits, giving them over $25,000 a year in veterans benefits that, you know, unfortunately, 9 out of 10 people I talk to, they just don't know about those benefits. And, you know, that could have been a real help in his situation. So you need a life care plan to protect your assets from long-term care costs. You need one to protect your spouse and your family. And you really need one to make sure that you do have all the options that you need, the most flexibility, so that you can have choices and you can age in place in your home if that's what you choose to do.
My choice is this pill that you swallow when you don't wake up. Honestly, because when you are single, and I don't want to talk about my past,
yeah, but you
financial
have to remember
issues.
That you have to do this. When you forget to do this, then...
Yeah, when you forget, oh, God.
You lose your memory, so...
Yeah, is that, yeah. It's so true. Okay, then, I like to laugh at this.
When you need
problems.
A little sticky note on your wife's head, then it's too late.
But I think most husbands need that in a moment when they're married. Stickers are everywhere. Do this, do that, you know? But anyway, nobody likes this question. And I'm jumping to question number 6. We'll come back probably, oh, no. Is it expensive? But let's first maybe question you. Isn't the government going to pay for long-term care? Oh, duh, we are in America or whatever. Hi, government, will you pay?
Well,
no.
You know, a lot of people think that the government's going to pay for your care, but that simply is not true because, you know, there's very limited benefits with the government. Medicare pays very, very little. Your health insurance, contrary to popular opinion, is not going to pay for your long-term care. So if you need assistance with things like dressing and bathing and getting out of bed or getting out of a chair, the government's not going to pay for it, and neither is your health insurance. So unless you have the foresight to plan, either with long-term care insurance, which I highly recommend, or and that can supplement or be part of the plan, but again, you also need a good life care plan to supplement that so that you do have as much options as possible because the government isn't going to pay for it.
I have this pill, you know. That's another idea.
You have to move to Sweden or Denmark then.
Yes, you know. Gosh.
Is 50% taxes there.
Okay, I'm getting more and more scared. I really am. Well, okay.
You know, we don't want to make this a scary process or frighten you. You know, really this is so that you do have peace of mind, knowing that everything's done the way that you'd like it to be done. The assets get to who you want them to go to. And if there is a crisis, that you're not scrambling to try to figure out this very complicated system.
And still the question six is it expensive? But still we have question number 5. Then we need to ask you for that. Can I navigate the system on my own? Like, can I? I'm blonde. Can I do that? Can
well,
I?
Well, you can try.
Gosh, navigate the system. That's already three words that I'm scared of too.
You know, a couple things I'll say about that. One is if you've ever spent more than 30 minutes on the phone with any government agency,
yeah.
You know what a hassle that is, what a pain that is. you're going to call up. Maybe you'll hang up because you'll get frustrated. You'll get five different answers from five different people you talk to. Most of the time, you know, they don't know all the rules and they can't guide you through it. You know, I don't make up these rules. They're very complicated, knowing the rules about Medi-Cal and Medicare and income taxes and real estate issues. I mean, there's so many issues and veterans benefits. It takes a long time to learn all these rules and become familiar with them. And there aren't very many people that actually know these rules and know how they work together. And that's the problem. And trying to do this on your own and trying to navigate the system, you know, I wouldn't want the average layperson. I wouldn't want to be the average layperson trying to figure out this system, because, again, I didn't make it up, but yeah, they made it really complicated.
And they keep secret on it. Yeah. They don't tell you. We ask now.
Okay, I really hope everybody's listening. What we are talking about is getting darker and darker in the studio. It's really, really scary. And from age of 50 and 55, I will say everybody sits once a day at evening and say, okay, I'm getting older. I have some type of maybe savings. Some people have savings. I am still healthy, but aches here and there. Sometimes it's even worse when you are single, because, yes, if you have a marriage, maybe husband will watch over you or children or something. But sometimes when you have nobody...
My wife ran out and got me matzo ball soup today.
Oh, gosh, I know. And she went to CVS too. But if you don't have... if you don't have somebody, you know, who really loves you, then how people, single people, can navigate the system? And you said not on their own. I agree with you. Nobody wants to talk over the phone with any of this governmental institution, which is petrifying too. That's supposed to be done for people, but we cannot communicate. Yeah. Crazy. But the single people who have nobody, or already one of husband or wife passed away, how they can manage if they didn't do this earlier in life?
You know, when you say single, I'm kind of basically thinking that you're saying they have absolutely nobody, because usually
I have
you're
nobody.
Single, you have
family, something,
children, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, somebody who's going to step up and try to help out.
Really?
If you don't have that at all...
But that's sad to think, even, that you can bring the trouble on somebody that we love, you know. Still, how can we take care of ourselves?
Yeah, that's probably, you know, we're talking about it's critical for everybody, but then it's probably even more important that you pre-plan, because once you get to the point where you're physically or mentally unable to do it, you know, then you're stuck with social workers and other government agencies trying to do it for you and trying to help you out any way you can, and you can imagine what that looks like.
Okay. Is it expensive? This is question number six. Is it expensive?
Well, there is a cost, of course, to do planning. You know, first of all, you know, we do charge a consultation fee. Any planning we do is going to save you a ton of money. You can probably already imagine that. You know, if you need long-term care, it's going to save you over $120,000 a year in cost just by having this plan that we put in place. Hmm. If you're a veteran or you're a spouse of a veteran, you're going to make over $25,000 a year in tax-free benefits. So no matter what it costs in that situation, you're making money. And in the other situation, we're saving you a lot of money, which, again, makes sure that you have options, that your spouse isn't left impoverished, and that if your choice is to leave some to your family, that you'll be able to do so. We normally do not do this for everybody, but for the people listening on this show, on Accent On, we will apply any consultation fee to your any plan that you put in place, a life care plan or any other type of planning that we put
Vladek?
In place. We don't do that for everybody, so when you call up, just mention that you saw us on or heard us on Accent On, and we'll be sure to do that when you come in. In addition, if you do come to our presentation next week, which is going to help demystify some of these things that we've talked about, you know, the rules about the various government agencies and veterans benefits and things like that and how to plan, we're also going to waive the consultation fee for those people who attend next week.
Which normally costs how much?
Our consultation fee is normally $450.
Okay. Yeah, wow. That's big saving.
Yeah, that's for elder law planning, for basic trust planning, you know, which is usually for somebody a little bit younger in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. You know, then we only charge $150 consultation fee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we have, how can I get started? That's the last question for today. How can I get started? I have nothing, and I want to live a long, long life, and I want to have everything covered.
Well, as I mentioned, Ray, you can come in for a consultation, which we highly recommend you do. You know, you're going to spend an hour with us. You're going to find out exactly what you need to do to navigate the system. You know, if it's something that we can just tell you, here's what you need to do, that's all you're going to do. But if you need something additional, you have assets to protect, for example, then we're going to lay it out for you. We're going to tell you what you need to do to put in place a life care plan, which is a very comprehensive, holistic approach. As I mentioned, that includes our on-staff nurse. It includes reviewing your financial plan to make sure that you're not going to outlive your assets, looking at your health insurance, and a whole bunch of other things that are involved with that. It's a very, very comprehensive approach, and you basically have us on retainer for an entire year. So no matter what happens in that year, you're covered. It's almost like an insurance policy in that respect.
Great.
Or come to our presentation next week as well on July 18th. Register at the longtermcareseminar.com, and that's how you can get started as well. Get a little bit of information. See if this is something that you need to put in place for yourself or for your aging parents. You know, that's how you'll get started, and that's how we're here for you, how you can put a plan in place, start pre-planning. If you're one of those individuals listening out there, I hope you're not, you know, I really hope nobody is, but if you're already in a crisis, don't worry. We can help you. Unfortunately, California laws are very flexible, unlike most other states. So even in a crisis, we can get you qualified for Medi-Cal. Contrary to popular opinion, even if you have a house and significant other assets, you can qualify for government benefits or for veterans benefits.
Wow.
So,
Jerry. Thank you so much for today's segments. And it was very, very serious, but hope is in the air. Then that's the most important. We will see you next month, and we'll be having another topic. You'll pick probably for us, then I will announce a minimum week before our show. And I can only say thank you so much for everything.
Oh,
for everything you really are not sick. You don't feel bad today because your brain works so well. Then I think your cold is going away in a second. You know, you're really, really fine. Thank you.
Lots of good drugs.
I really appreciate you to coming, because you planned to call in, but you really made this effort to be here today with us. And Wadek, of course.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. This is so important. You know, people, please listen over and over to this show and watch our live show here how many times you want, because you need to again and again know what we're talking about, maybe more even clearly. Thank you for today, and coming back to our talented guest, Mr. Christopher. You know what? I think it's just, I will probably end. You'll say, yes, I can do it. I'll probably play my Natasha Mira song, of course. But I want to talk to Krzysztof. Two films, two shorts, one anime. What can you tell us? Titles, and what can you tell us about these movies?
So one is called The Masterpiece, the one that is animated. That was my BFA thesis back in the UK. And it is a film about appreciation of the simplest things in our lives. Aww. So the story goes about an artist who's pursuing a masterpiece but in the process learns that actually what he displays at the end of his process is basically his life. And even though he goes through quite a lot of artistic tries and errors, trials and errors. The other one is a sci-fi film about not far-fetched from the present day, about how communication advancements are taken over. So it is a world where people do not talk to each other anymore. They have this advanced system called Connected that does the talking for them. And that's basically the name of the film. So people don't really speak in this movie too much. And a little boy goes on a journey of rediscovering how important it is to actually, yes, to have closeness of another person. And actually that idea I got that idea from those kind of I'm more than sure everybody has been to a party where everybody was sitting around the table and Facebook.
Yes.
And any
restaurant
other social media or just reading news, etc., and you know, with their noses in their phones all the time, not really enjoying the company, where I'm not too old, but I remember when I was a kid watching all people just surrounding me, they would always have a conversation or even being capable of enjoying their company in silence for a moment, that it's very rare today and unlikely to slow down and cut off from the informational flood. So that's the second film.
This seems like almost mission. This could be mission for you, you know, because you have shorts. When you say short movie, this is like how long? How long is the movie?
Animated is like 5 minutes, and the live action is 12 minutes.
Okay. So in 12 minutes, you really need to wrap it up. Whole concept, make us fall in love with the story behind. And it's very, very hard to do. And we almost need to feel like the 12 minutes is like a lifetime, because this is a movie. You know, this is really, really a movie. Then concept, you can say, oh, concept, you said in 1 minute or less what this would be about. But I think this is a problem that we have, and it's a life problem. You can expand this topic to the full future movie. Did you think this way already, that maybe in very near future you can just start looking for money and do something 1 hour and longer?
Yeah, I've been constantly thinking about it.
You are constantly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you know, I love the topic of the people don't communicate anymore, and we really are doing something horrible. God, thank you for gatherings that like WADEC is doing by bringing people to film festival, but year after year, 19 years, he made us to come. He made us appreciate this this time of the year, October.
Yeah,
everybody
one
knows.
Of the idea is to people to socialize, not to sit at home and watch the film, but to come to the movie theater, watch on big screen, and talk about it in between. So it's not digest by themselves, but with the people, it's completely different way of seeing things, because people react differently, and some will be
and the friendships
some like,
are made
some don't like and it's
we have time to talk before and after, you know. Then for you, I'm not saying you are very lucky, because you are really not lucky, because you are very talented. That's why you are shown your movie. Two movies will be shown on this festival, which is very, very congratulations. I cannot wait to of course, see both of them. But you are very young, and that will be your next step, doing full?
I will be looking for funding pretty soon. I'm close to graduation. I've been working on a couple of future ideas, and I will probably be launching some horror shorts as well over the internet in the coming months, making something bi-weekly or Okay. That's at least an idea for
on
now.
On channel, on YouTube?
With yes, I mean, I think so. I find myself particularly drawn to really visual storytelling versus through dialogue. So less is more in less in dialogue is actually more.
But we are talking about communication, and you are stripping us of dialogues.
Visually. Okay. We're adding more on the level of visual, getting more emotion through pictures from shot to shot and into sequences to make it feel more. And then that one line of dialogue is becoming powerful.
Beautiful. Emotions. Oh, yeah. I agree with this. You know, words sometimes are stopping us from communicating in correct way, because we really, when we feel something, you know what I'm saying. Many, many years ago, I didn't speak English, but I, you know, I thought I understood what people were talking about when they were in America. I was guessing, but honestly, by observing people and what they how they say, how they act, I really thought, and I'm thinking till this day, I wasn't far away from really understanding what they were doing and what the emotions were in this moment. And the language barrier is something also that we are afraid of, but I think when you put people from many countries in one place, somehow, somewhere, we all get together, we know where to go, how to show, where is bathroom, where is this, we know, and we don't know somebody's languages. Then film as a something that is the bestest way of really gathering people's emotions and thoughts and your young ways of thinking what is the next. It's very interesting by stripping dialogues to the minimum and bringing the emotional part of acting, or the you said that you visually will be more stimulated. You know, it's very interesting. I just
but
cannot wait.
At the same
wait.
Time, people sometimes talk too much too.
Hey, so. Me. It's true. It's true. You are right.
And then nobody will listen to them, yeah. Because when they start talking or they listen, when they talk, just you know.
Goes
yeah, okay. And so then the visual thing is coming in, is that the people start observing.
But then come back to this short, 12 minutes that you are, yeah, in 12 minutes you need to make people think, fall in love with, you know.
It's very difficult to make short film, because you have short time to project what you think, the idea, and then consequences, and so people will remember that. And I always bring the film which I was screening years ago. It was 3 minutes, and was everything was what you need was there. It was the topic was generally a relation between a father and son, and how you know sons always think that what is outside is better than it's at home. It was a subject of wearing a hat. He was a scout, and the father gave the son the hat, and he put it on, and everybody was kind of wearing the hat on like a little on the side. Mm-hmm. And the father said, no, it has to be straight. And so they dressed, they went for the walk, and on the walk they met somebody who was kind of superior to the father. And the first thing what the guy did was just tilted the head on this child. The father was like, you know, very kind of not confused but not happy with that. And when they very short conversation, and the guy left, and the father started walking, and the boy was behind. He just looked at the father. He straightened the head up, went to the father, grabbed his hand, and he walked away. So you know, it's really 3 minutes, and I it was 18 years ago, and I still remember. Because was and you when you will do a film like that for 2 hours, you will generally could not remember, but you have more time to you can have to show more things, but in short film it's really important to show everything in short time, and it's very difficult.
Wow, Christopher.
It's difficult. I mean, I've seen hundreds of those already, and it's really easy to lose track of what you're doing. Like every film is made of thousands, if not tens of thousands of elements, And if one goes out of sync, then suddenly it pulls another 3,000, and that pulls more and pulls more. And when you have like just a couple of minutes, it's really difficult to get it. So I still have a lot of work going there, because each time I watch, it's like, you know, oh, that went out of sync. Oh, I could have done this better. It's just really difficult. I mean, I haven't been making features yet, so I don't know. Maybe that's even more difficult. But
you have some people working with you, and hopefully not everything you'll be doing on your own. That's another story. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, just find out what the movies are and find out where is the screening of your movies, because we need to give dates soon. But that's closer to the festival. We'll be probably promoting certain screenings. But do you have a place that people can just say hi to you?
Just my email address would be good enough. I have very simple USC email. It's just my surname, so Satola, S-A-T-O-L-A, at usc.edu.
That's wonderful. Okay, now I can say good luck with everything what we all do, especially getting older and planning how our life will end. But Kask doesn't need to be so miserable, you know. And we have Jerry to help us with this. Before all of this happened, we have October Festival, Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles, and will be dates?
October 17th to 25th.
Please go to the website.
PolishFilmLA.org.
Very easy.
Not Polish Films, but Polish Film.
Film. PolishFilmLA.org. And please start saving $80 a minimum if you would like to be part of the opening night, which this is only one really night that you are raising money. Raising money, of course, you have a lot of people.
Of course, when people come to the screenings, we have to rent the theater. So if people come, they buy the tickets, so we have something to pay for the rent. But if people will be coming to the screenings, we will probably satisfied with that. Mostly, we want people to, and we screen the films for students for free, except the opening. Every screening, but because animation, the documentary, and short films are generally are free to all public, but for the students, the features are free too. So.
And again, question, how do you do that? One day we'll be devoting interview 100% on how do you do that? Because this is 10 days of amazing amount of movies, organizational skills, and bringing so many guests and hotels, and just taking few movie theater under.
We have people who are volunteers who help us. We had the organization called Polish American Film Society, which got involved in the organization of the thing. So with help like you too, we can kind of succeed.
Wonderful. And on you have a birthday on the 22nd, yes? 21st this month, and you just ask people to donate money to.
Look at the Facebook, and I saw that is the kind of idea to get some, because instead of gifts, save some money. So I created the event on my Facebook and ask people to donate to the Polish American Film Society, which is the organizer of the Polish Film Festival Los Angeles. So
wonderful. If we don't see you, that could be for 21st. Happy birthday to you. And
thank
hopefully
you.
People will find you Władek Juszkiewicz. This is the name that people need to find for your event and donate to.
On a Facebook, yeah.
On a Facebook. And for today, I think this is it. And only maybe song. Natasha Mira is doing very, very well with Calling Out to Me song. She has more than 11,000 people views already on the Facebook, and it's growing and growing. It's only 1 week when we posted, then he's just very, very excited. We know this song very well. We love Natasha. She's my daughter. But outside of that, she's really, really talented, and she's also USC graduate, and you both, I cannot wait when you both meet, and who knows, people need to work together. Yes. Okay, thank you for today. Until next Monday, Natasha Mira, Calling Out to Me.
the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching. Starlight, I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.